Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida, on the air and online. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. 6 months after the earthquake in Haiti, Miami hospitals are still caring for survivors.
In this piece, we look at the bond between a surgeon at Miami Children's Hospital and a 9-year-old earthquake survivor. Here's Under the Sun's Nyla Boudou.
Exais Peterson was at his home in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, watching television when the earthquake hit.
I spent 4 days under the concrete blocks. The concrete blocks fell on my head.
His mom was outside in the street.
When I came, I couldn't find him. The house, the concrete blocks, had all fallen on him.
The 9-year-old boy was trapped for 4 days. When he was pulled from the rubble, his mom thought the workers were retrieving his body so she could bury him. But Peterson was alive. He was rushed to a tent hospital in Port-au-Prince. Chad Perlin was the first doctor on hand.
When the Marines brought him to me, his face was wrapped up with a bandage, and they thought that he had a broken jaw because he had a swollen face. And when I took the bandage off and hundreds of maggots spilled out from his face.
Chad's a pediatric plastic surgeon at Miami Children's Hospital. In the chaos following the earthquake, Chad and other Miami doctors helped set up a separate tent to treat children. But the onslaught of crushed kids made Chad question whether his medicine was even making a difference until he took off Peterson's bandages.
I thought, we are making a difference. This is why we're here. No 9-year-old boy should have to go through this and be in this condition. And of course, I thought of my own son.
Chad's son Ethan was born a year and a half ago. But in Haiti, Chad said he wasn't being a parent. He was being a doctor. Chad knew the tent hospital in Port-au-Prince didn't have the equipment to treat Peterson. So Chad put Peterson on a list of kids so injured they needed to be flown to the U.S. for treatment. Peterson's mom left her other kids with relatives. She and Peterson made it out on the next flight. Chad moved on to new patients.
And that's where I thought the story of Peterson and I ended, that I'd help get his wounds clean and get him well, and then put him on a plane.
Children were being sent to hospitals across the U.S., Orlando, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. At Miami Children's, 23 young earthquake survivors took up an entire wing on the hospital's second floor.
Good morning, Two East. This is Kathy.
So this is Two East. And before the earthquake, Two East was just a regular surgery floor. And they had kids who had their appendixes out or their tonsils or plastic surgery operations or things. And then after the earthquake, this place very quickly became really the hub of all the activity here at Miami Children's, and it really was a little Haiti.
For us, you know, I think Haiti just became a face through those children.
Anya Toom is a nurse at 2 East.
We knew one child at a time, we could help them.
Chad's been a week in Haiti. His return flight landed at 5 a.m. He called his family, and then he called the hospital to check on the kids from Haiti.
I was amazed.
Peterson was in Miami. Chad says that was the first time he thought of their connection as fate.
It's just Haiti. It's just the way that things seem to work out, seeing him here and seeing his mother here. I think we were both equally surprised.
So even after Peterson arrived in the States, his mom was convinced he was going to die. She says to save her son's life, God and Dr. Perlin broke Peterson's coffin. Chad's performed 12 surgeries to rebuild the left side of Peterson's face. But the biggest challenge is for him to craft a new left ear for Peterson. It took 2 months for all the kids at 2 East to become well enough to be discharged. Peterson and his mom, along with the rest of the other families, moved to an extended stay hotel near Miami Airport. The families take up most of the second floor.
Do you like being out of the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're glad you're not there anymore, right?
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is helping some families with their immigration status. The church group decided to move the families, including Peterson and his mom, to Arizona, where it has a refugee resettlement program. Chad and the other doctors made the case that uprooting Peterson and several other kids would slow their recovery. For now, the doctors from Miami Children's visit the hotel often, especially Chad. On this visit, Chad's brought Peterson a gift, an English Creole dictionary.
Leave?
In English.
Book.
Okay? So this book's for you.
Thank you.
To help with your English. You're welcome.
Even as the decision on Arizona looms, the connection between Chad and Peterson is deepening. Most Sundays, Chad and Brooke invite all the families over to their Miami Beach house for a swim. Peterson's taken to calling their 18-month-old son, Ethan, his baby. They've taken the kids on field trips to the Miami Seaquarium and most recently Universal Studios. In this video, Peterson is talking about the highlights of his trip, as well as his newfound love for roller coasters.
My name is Peterson Exiles. I like pool. I like hotel. I like Dr. Berlin. I like Mom Children Hospital.
Roller coaster.
I like roller coaster. Okay.
In April, Chad and his father-in-law went back to Haiti to bring Peterson's family supplies and a tent. Peterson's been raised by his mom. His dad's not really in the picture. Every night, after dinner, Peterson usually calls Chad to talk.
How are you? Ça passe? How are you feeling?
Fine.
Did you learn English today?
Yes.
Did you go swimming?
Yes.
You went swimming today? So that's the gist of our conversation every night. He calls me some days several times a day. And, you know, the nurses in the OR know that if I'm operating, they just say he's busy. And, when I get home, I call him back. And he just needs to know that I'm still around.
Chad sees himself as playing two roles in Peterson's life, as his doctor and as his friend.
We keep boundaries. So when I go over to see him to the facility where they're staying, I don't play doctor. I don't examine him. Those are the days that I'm there as a friend and as a mentor to him. But when he comes to the office and I have my white coat on, he knows that he's going to get examined and I'm going to be his doctor.
I ask Chad whether being Peterson's friend has played a role in his desire for Peterson to stay here in Miami. He didn't want to be recorded talking about it because he didn't want anything he said to affect the bishop's decision.
And I think for him, part of the process of healing from everything he saw in Haiti was caring for the children at Miami Children's.
That's Brooke, Chad's wife. She was worried about how Chad would handle the emotional stress of Haiti. Then Peterson entered their lives.
I think that really helped him cope with it, and knowing that, you know, he was still helping Haiti.
In late June, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops made their decision. Most of the families were relocated. Only four got to stay. Peterson and his mom were one of them.
There's just something incredibly special about that little boy, and he represents to me, because of all of his circumstances and our emotional state as a team when he came in, to see this little boy, and he just represents Haiti. He represents his whole country, the whole future of the country.
For now, Peterson's future is in Miami. He's starting to learn English. He's scheduled to have a few more surgeries. In the fall, he starts school. For Under the Sun, I'm Nyla Boodoo.
It's Under the Sun.
I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch.
This weekend, Under the Sun is devoting a full hour to the aftermath of the earthquake and how it affected life here in South Florida.
That's Saturday at noon and Sunday at 7 p.m.
To learn more, go to WLRNunderthesun.org.
You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Look for WLRN Under the Sun.